For young and vulnerable Hawaii teenagers, being recruited by sex traffickers may look a lot like love. A cute guy approaches a girl at the beach, the mall, the movies. She's spoiled with gifts and affection. Then one day, he asks her to do him a favor. If she really loves him, she'll do it.
So this is definitely happening to our kids, and it is not like it is in the movies.
That's the voice of a doctor with the Pacific Survivors Center. She requested we not use her name as she works closely with sex trafficking survivors here in Hawaii, and in some cases testifies in court for sex trafficking cases.
We found working with survivors of sex trafficking is that a lot of them have pre-trafficking trauma that they've experienced. Most often child sex abuse and sex assault, but also things like domestic violence in the home, drug dependency in the home, homelessness, poverty, marginalization.
She says oftentimes these teens are looking for the love and support that they don't get at home. Intervention at the age of 15 or 16 may already be too late.
And most of them have already been trafficked for a couple years. We really need to reach them around 11, 12, 13, which is middle school.
To engage Hawaii middle schoolers, she produced a short animated film called Tricked, It Looked Like Love. The film includes firsthand accounts from Hawaii teen sex trafficking survivors, and it's part of a larger outreach effort called STOP with two Ps.
The Sex Trafficking Outreach and Prevention Program is a new initiative of Pacific Survivor Center, and we have been doing some study or doing some presentations at schools, youth groups, interested organizations.
Gwyneth Clawton is the development director at the Pacific Survivor Center.
We do try to make sure that the film is presented in conjunction with the curriculum, because it's a pretty important piece to have the facilitated discussion.
The goal is to help Hawaii students stop exploitation before it happens.
We hope that they can recognize if it's happening to them or their friends, but we also hope for the kids that aren't necessarily being recruited or being groomed but have experienced some of these other traumas will know where to go for help for that type of trauma.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.